Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus, fuck, fuck, fuck. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life.
Fat. You're pre-diabetic.
And you're gonna be
yeah, with you being fat and all, you know, maybe you should fat your way out of the office and go on a diet. Is what the doctor said.
Right.
So listen. So some really crazy. You got, everybody's got to see this shit. There's an episode of Kitchen Nightmares, that Gordon Ramsay show, where he goes into. Christy, are you alive there? What's going on with you? I hear like children screaming in the background or something.
I think she's having babies.
Oh, I'm at church. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some food and then I'm gonna go outside.
Church? Freaks, isn't it church? Nobody on this show goes to church.
And a part of this show, I'm surprised you didn't get set on fire as soon as you walked into the church.
Yeah, seriously, kind of shit that's going to be,
It's a long story. I gotta clue you in, but first let me get my food. So
wait
I can
a second, are you posing as an altar boy again, just so you can get free priest cock?
You know me too well, Mike. You know me too well. let me go outside real quick, because I'm going to get trampled by a herd of elderly people.
So there's this show, Kitchen Nightmares, Gordon Ramsay. You guys have all probably seen some episodes of it. Dude, it's a great show. This particular show, Mick, you should at least watch. And the reason that you should normally watch a show is because the guy screams and creatively insults people. He screams insults them creatively. It's so very well. He's very good at it. But
very
this
good.
Particular episode, he's been doing this shit for like 10 years. This
right.
Kitchen Nightmare shit. He had a series in Britain for like 4 or 5 years, and he's been doing it in America for about 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he comes. He found this place in Arizona called Amy's Baking Company. All you have to do is Google Amy's Baking Company, and all of the news about this shit will pop up. It's been all over the fucking news. What?
Sounds like a front for a porn ring.
Yeah, it might be a front for something, but what happened is that somebody went to the restaurant and had a bad experience, and it's very obvious why they had a bad experience if you watch the show, because these people are fucking certifiably crazy. And he went on Yelp, the website where you review restaurants and shit, and wrote a negative review, and the female owner took to the website to completely curse him out and call him a moron and all this other shit. So that's initially how it started. And then Gordon Ramsay comes on the show and sees exactly why this business is failing, and it's because the woman is fucking... I can't even describe to you the kind of shit that comes out of her mouth. She's crazy. It's so entertaining. I've never loved an episode of any show so much. It's so fucking entertaining.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It was Kitchen Nightmares season 6, episode 16, Amy's Baking Company. I'm telling you guys to look that shit up.
What state were they in?
Huh?
What state were they in?
Arizona.
Arizona. Still technically.
This woman, I'm going to give you a quick background. One of the things that they do is that the male owner, this guy's 70-something, he's either Arab or Italian, nobody's exactly sure. And this woman is in her 40s, and he used to be like some Las Vegas playboy, and she married him and took him off the market and is now running every aspect of his life. He steals the tips from the waitresses. He takes them and keeps them and doesn't give them to the waitresses.
That's
only the tip of the fucking iceberg. That is only the beginning. That's bad enough to warrant any. They've gone through hundreds of staff replacements. The woman says that she's got a God-given talent. God wants her to do this and all this other shit. I mean, it's fucking insane. As it turns out, the food that she makes is terrible, but the pastries, which is the only thing that Gordon Ramsay liked the taste of, it turns out she buys them from somewhere else and packages them as hers.
Oh, of course. Right.
Like the show itself is so fucking crazy, and then when you start, like, I watch the show 2 or 3 times already because it's such a fucking compelling episode of television. And then once you've watched the episode, like, all you have to do is start looking stuff up about this woman. She was married once before. She was actually arrested and tried and convicted of fraud or forgery because she tried to, she actually did wind up getting a loan for about $15,000 from a bank using someone else's name and social security number.
Oh,
and
no.
She was convicted of it. And she was put it, she was supposed to report to jail in 2008. And somehow she's been like putting it off. She may have actually had to have done that. But the, I mean, the whole thing that comes about this woman, there's a Facebook page meltdown where she was cursing at people and calling them faggots. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
So she
sounds like my
jail.
Mother.
Oh, really?
My mother's cray-cray.
You're going to have your mom on the show then.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
I want to live.
No, fuck
Christy.
Let's get her mom on this shit. We don't need you, bitch. We need your mom.
Well,
oh, don't you want to know why I'm at church?
Well, I mean, you said it's your mom's church, right?
No. Free food, yes, but here's how it came about. I don't go to church. My friend goes to church, and she plays for this handbell choir at church. Well, somebody just flaked out on them. I had mentioned, like, in a conversation, oh, I played the handbells back in junior high. Here I am.
You played the what?
Handbells, you know, ding, ring, handbell. ding, ding, ding. Like a cowbell.
I think the vowel is wrong in that string of words. It's handballs, I believe.
Handballs. The handball
like
choir?
I know you've handled some balls in your time, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen a barrel of pickles.
Are you talking about the Will Ferrell bit where he's playing the cowbell?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, wait, so are you the church equivalent of the cowbell girl?
Well, yes. They requisitioned me for this Sunday to help them out.
That's what I'm doing. Cowbelling it up.
If Lou were to set foot in a church, his skin would peel off and a demon would pour forth from his mouth.
I know, it'd be fucking amazing.
I was very nervous.
We actually have another caller.
Oh.
Really?
Caller?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Very good.
I don't know who... Christy, I'm going to let you take over for the interview. You can interview the caller.
Caller, I'm Christy.
Hello.
How are you? Have I touched your balls before?
No, you have not.
Okay. So what's the purpose of this call?
Well, I'm friends with Mike. This is Bud Smith. I was just calling to say hi.
What up, douchebag?
Yo, how you guys doing over there? It's just, you guys are just fucking funny, man. I'm over here laughing my ass off, man. But...
You have a very low
That's how I know he's bullshitting. He's totally kissing ass right now. Because not one of you has been funny at all.
Funny? I was laughing because I'm pretty sure you are on the verge of getting diabetes. I thought it was funny as hell.
No, we are diabetes. This show is diabetes to people.
We're people's ears. We're the diabetes.
Physical manifestation of diabetes.
Hold on real quick, Bud, before you say things that won't be funny. Bud just got married, everybody, so you can congratulate him.
Oh,
you
sorry.
You fucked up, my man.
I just got married the other day, so, just, you know, went pretty good. So,
how much did that run you?
It was like $1,000.
That's it?
Yeah, he got married at a 7-Eleven, so it was a really...
It's better than getting married at the White Castle. You see those pictures online?
No way. The White Castle. I'm going to get married at the White Castle. I'm going to dress like a king, too.
Just like the Burger King to go to White Castle?
White Castle is like the syphilis of hamburgers.
Actually, Louie and I, many years ago, we went to White Castle and got a suitcase. And we got like one case and waiting for more stuff. So while we were waiting, we decided to write things on the side of the box. And we came up with several different names for this box of White Castle. One of it was the Toilet Express.
Yeah.
The other one was the 9-11 of digestion.
Box of ass death.
The box of ass death. That was the last one. Yeah. The box of ass death.
The bag of Al Qaeda.
The boost.
Like put a jihad on your gastrointestinal area.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Exactly. But when was the last time you ate White Castle?
I ate White Castle on my way to Seaside, New Jersey at 3 o'clock in the morning in the year 2001. So, and it was,
holy shit, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I had it was 1994.
Yeah. I don't have any White Castles around me here in the city. And since I moved out of Jersey, that one trip to White Castle was enough. I was already drunk. I was already fucked up on whatever I was on. And that White Castle just made everything much worse. So I quit it after that.
And so why don't you tell us exactly what happened? Did you throw up? Did you have a violent explosive diarrhea? Did you just wake up with your breath smelling like cock and onions?
all that stuff. And I remember eating White Castle is never good. It's never there's never like a great story like I ate White Castle and fucking everything was awesome. You know, there's always
right.
bad news. The first time I really realized that it sucked was I was probably like 16, and I was doing my driver's ed course. You know, they come and pick you up, and you got to drive around for a certain amount of hours, and you get your learner's permit. And the fucking derelict who was running that.
I totally muted him.
Yeah, let him go for a while.
Let's see how long it takes. But you can probably hear us though.
No, he can probably
you
hear
did
right,
that
right.
shit to me. Yeah, you can still hear.
all right,
his
I'll put him back.
Bud or Buck?
Bud, B-U-D, Bud Smith. He's a good guy, real good guy. He once told me that this is a true story. I was hanging out with him and a bunch of other people, and we were all drinking. Oh, he disappeared.
Well, you guys, I have to disappear shortly.
What the fuck?
Why do
you
I have
go
to
go play your handballs?
Not only am I about to disappear, but I might not be around Sunday either. So
I'll call you Sunday from church. I know I will. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
I should have kept him on. I should have kept him on.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? That's what you get for being a jerk.
Yeah, now Louis is going to play the next time.
No, I don't get that for being a jerk because I could carry this fucking show by myself. What I get for being a jerk is my life.
No. Your pre-diabetic life.
My pre-diabetic life, yes.
Exactly.
You know, I wish we could get more sound clips on here because I really want to get Wilford Brimley saying diabetes. That would just make the show.
I think it's ironic that the only black person on this show doesn't have diabetes.
That is ironic.
Let me ask you a question.
Congratulations on that.
Do you have sickle cell anemia?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you have
more than one baby daddy?
No, I don't.
You have a pack of Kool-Aid in your purse right now.
No, but I do have a...
I like how the Puerto Rican guy said the most racist thing.
He's kind of brown, so he can get away with it.
Is your favorite...
He's not even
John
remotely
Ranger,
brown. He's the whitest Puerto Rican person you'll ever meet in your life.
Do you have any Tyler Perry DVDs in your pocket?
No, not at all.
Here's a real question. Do you enjoy Tyler Perry movies?
No.
That silence speaks volumes.
That's a yes.
I like Madea.
That's horrible.
I do like the Madea.
It's got to be a cultural thing. I cannot for the life of me understand why anybody would like a Tyler Perry movie. I can't.
Zero.
I can't help myself.
Seriously, like the most intelligent black people that I know, and I'm talking about like these intelligent black people are miles ahead of the intelligent white people I know, and they still like Tyler Perry movies.
It's so sticky. It's just exaggerated stupid characters.
I don't like the TV shows or anything like that, and, you know, when he goes off and does something serious and dramatic, I'm not about that. I'm straight up like... Madea is shucking and jiving and floppy titties everywhere. I like that.
Speaking of floppy titties, did you guys hear Angelina Jolie had a preventative double mastectomy? Anybody hear that?
Yes, she did. And I unfortunately do not have time to talk about this, sadly, so I'm going to cut out.
Oh.
Yeah, it dominated the news cycle. It dominated the news cycle for some time.
We don't need Mick.
We don't need Mick to talk about foods
because he's just going to be
cold. You know what?
All of you.
I'm going to bow out, too, because my food's getting cold and I need to go play.
Nice.
Yeah, so
Mike,
bye.
Yeah, I need to bow out because I just don't like the sound of your voice. Keeping it real.
Thank God. That means I can end the show, actually. I don't need to talk to anybody.
All
right,
I'm just gonna play I'm just gonna play music for the next half hour. 20 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. 25 if you want.
Yeah, can Mick leave already? I mean, why is he still there? We go.
Yeah, man.
Thank God.
There we go.
Now the real crew is here. This is what made the show. Here we go. So Lou, how about that weather?
Oh. I was dog sitting this past weekend.
What's it like over there in New Jersey? How is it? What's this? What? Tell me all about the weather. Let's spend the next 10 minutes talking about weather.
Yeah, I had a puppy, Mike. It was awesome.
You had a puppy?
Yeah, for a week almost.
How the fuck did you have a puppy for a week?
I was dog sitting some friends of friends from the bank. It was awesome. Cute little puppy. She's a terrier, something type of terrier. She's a kitty. She hates other dogs and squirrels. She would run after them. It was awesome.
So when are you going to get a real one?
I don't know. I'm going to start looking around. I might go this weekend to, I think, Friday. Fram heads off on Friday. We're going to go to...
All right, enough about your life. Let's talk about Angelina Jolie's titties.
Titties. Wait a minute. You know what? I didn't really ever care about her, so...
No, me either. I'm glad you said that.
She could do a face set to me, and I'd be all right, actually.
I've never been a huge fan of hers. I never thought she was particularly hot or attractive.
I swear to God, I thought she was ugly, straight up ugly.
I think when she was younger and had that weird short hairdo in Hackers. Remember that terrible ass fucking movie, Hackers?
Jesus shit. Great soundtrack though, man. A lot of fucking. Remember electronica?
Yes, genre of music. It's still there. It's just managed to spread into a whole shitload of different things.
Oh, I know.
Drum and bass, dubstep.
You know, stupid. Just, you know. Dance music. Good dance music. Not shitty club dance music.
Are you done?
Is your face dialing numbers by mistake? Is that what it is?
Are you done being an old man?
Reminiscing? No.
The music, these kids these days with their music. Remember when?
No. You're the one. It's like, oh, it's morphed and stuff.
I don't think I did that. No, I don't think. I think you're old. That's what I think. You are
someone
old.
Someone told me I didn't even look like I was in my 30s. So.
Yeah, they meant you look like you're in your 40s.
You like apples? How about them apples?
They thought you looked like you're in your 40s. Is what happened.
Some hot teller chick. I was like, she was like, oh, my allergies are bad. It was like, oh, my dad got his allergies in his 30s, so. I'm not out of the woods yet. She's like, oh, you're in your 30s? Like, yeah. Wow. Thought you was younger, you see?
Yeah, I get that too, but I really do, but you know what
Sorry.
I think? I think part of the, just listen, part of the thing about being in your 30s is that when people tell you you don't look like in your 30s, you immediately assume that they're blowing smoke up your ass. Why they would have any reason to do that is beyond me. But my immediate reaction is, I have an old man reaction. You're just lying to me, you little cunt.
That's funny. That's what I said to her. She proceeded to hand me a $40 out of the bank.
Yeah, so Angelina Jolie had to get, she didn't have to. She got a preventative double mastectomy. She got her boobies, her mammary glands removed to prevent breast cancer because she was told by her doctor.
They should have cut her heart out, too, while they were at it.
She has an 87% chance of getting breast cancer, so she got a preventative mastectomy.
She has an 87% chance of my dick flopping on her face, too. You didn't see her.
Really? That's pretty high. That's really high. I'm actually surprised because the logistics of you getting anywhere near her to flop your uncut, greasy Puerto Rican cock all over her misshapen face.
Brad Pitt owes me one, my man. Brad Pitt me.
Really?
One. Yeah. I can't get into details.
Brad Pitt owes you. I think what he owes you is actually his cock on your face. Is what he owes you.
I think I have.
Wait, didn't you save his life once when James Gandolfini was fucking with him while he was slam baked and stoned on a couch?
That was it. That was me.
That's awesome.
That they ever interacted with this, too.
Yeah, they did in True Romance.
It's probably the best role James Gandolfini ever did was that role when he was beating the shit out of Patricia Arquette. And coincidentally, Patricia Arquette now looks like what that girl would look like walking out of the hotel. Because that bitch looks like
Patricia Arquette now looks like what Alabama did after James Gandolfini beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, that bitch just tore.
You're absolutely right. That may be the worst thing you've ever said. I mean, she's a sweet kid. I mean, she was married to Nicolas Cage, for Christ's sakes.
I remember hearing one time he was on Howard, and Howard brought up, well, you guys live in two different houses. Like, what's up with that? And
they live in two different.
Nicolas Cage was like, I just imagine the drive over to your house as one long hallway.
I hope he, like the rest of us, have imagined the last 10 years of his career as one major downturn as well.
I guess since Ghost Rider, he hasn't done anything.
Jesus Christ. I can't. Like, of all the people to make. Like, okay, so you know the story about how he was picked to play Superman in the Superman movie, which. They've made like two movies since then, but he was initially picked to play Superman or was in talks to play Superman. So he dressed up like Superman and then went out, got blitzed, and then got arrested. So he was arrested dressed as Superman. Did you know this?
Not at all. Rock and roll, man. I got more respect for him now.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was actually the high point of his career, but then he made Ghost Rider.
To be honest, I've never really watched a complete Ghost Rider movie.
It's bad. I mean, it's a great character.
And then, like, 10 years later, they come out with a sequel with him in it.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that, but, like, I noticed it in my periphery. Like, it was immediately dismissed by my central vision.
Oh, I saw Oblivion last week.
Well, mercifully, the show is almost over. I have no desire to carry this on longer than usual.
What? Fine.
We had one caller that I insulted, causing him to hang up, which is
I love it.
Which actually was my goal. That was my goal. It usually is. My entire goal is to piss everyone off eventually.
Outstanding. Bud. What kind of name is Bud? Where do you get that shit from?
Do you remember when we were doing our comedy show and we refused to get off stage because there was a band coming on and then the chick who signs people? Why don't you tell that story, because it's probably better from your perspective.
The band was playing the whole time in the background, fucking around.
Well, they were setting up before we were done.
And they were in, like, the back room, and then they started, like, you know, setting up around us. And you were about to tell that bitch off, I had to let you know that she was like the booking manager or whatever. I was like, oh, my. Because you're like, hey, listen, you. Like, oh, Mike.
I know. I believe I did get something that cartoonish out before you saw me. It was something like, hey, wait a second here, miss, or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, fantastic. What a cunt.
Yeah, I almost continued to do it, but I thought better. I don't know why. Wouldn't have hurt us.
Oh, I know. Would have done us a favor. I was out of there earlier.
Thank you for yawning through the last 20 seconds of the show, you fuck.
Thank you, Christ almighty. I've been working out,
right,
man.
Kiddo.
Three times.
That's it.
Three times I've went to the gym.
That's it. That's it for us. We're done here.
The gym three times.
We're done. That's it.
Three times. Gym. The gym.
We're done.
We're done here.